All right, back to back episodes. Today we're talking about investing. Happy Friday. And real quick before I get into that, my Friday message to you guys always will be keep the ball rolling. Every Monday, all of us, we get real motivated to put that momentum back in because on the weekend we crash. But we're staying in that 5-day cycle or 7-day cycle where we work until Friday. And if some of us do have jobs on, like, you know, on the weekend, and we do work on the weekend, but that's when we let, like, priorities and habits slip. Try just for 1 week and then a second week to keep a ball rolling for 14 days before you slip up on something. Most of us really only make it a week, and that's even if we do. So just think about that, all right? But investing, that's what we're talking about. Friday's a weird day to do an investing episode, obviously, because the markets aren't open on the weekend, but hear me out. And I'm not even going to teach you guys how to invest here. I'm going to try and make you relearn the dollar. Because our whole lives, we watch our parents or siblings, uncles, some type of guardian. We watch them go to work. We watch them come home, make food, watch TV, and go to bed and repeat for years, right? And that's it, right? We see them make the money. We see them spend the money. And we don't ever see them put that money to work. And so what I had to teach myself, because I always thought the stock market, I was like, always like, stock market gives me a bad gut feeling. Like, that's always what I said, like, to myself in middle school, freshman, sophomore year of high school. And then I started to follow, like, these financial guys on YouTube, and it changed my whole perspective. These guys were living the life, making money, doing nothing, and they would just get paid by these companies by putting their dollars to work. So I was like, all right, let me buy my first stock. And I bought Tesla. Because I thought it was a cool company. One of my best friends really likes Elon Musk and his story. And they both resemble very similar work ethics. So I was like, you know what? Let me buy a Tesla stock. And that one stock today is worth well over 10 times the amount of what I bought it at. And that was with no knowledge. It was just the fact that I knew someone that liked the company. And personally, I liked it myself. I see Teslas on the road all the time. I listened to Elon Musk's interviews and I thought he was genuine and cool. I mean, he has his own book and I bought it. So then I got to thinking, you know, what other products do people like? People love their iPhones. They love their MacBooks. All right, Apple stock. My parents are always on Facebook. All right, Facebook stock. I'm always on Instagram. More Facebook stock. I have an Xbox. Microsoft stock, right? Like, you guys see what I'm getting at? I have Sony headphones. Okay, Sony stock. I like the Spider-Man movies, Sony stock. You know, I love the Marvel movies, Disney stock. Everything that you like most likely equivalents to a company that's on the stock market, unless they're private. Like, look around. Toothpaste, Procter & Gamble, baking soda, right? Really get into those details. Spotify, you pay them $12 a month. Why not double that and invest $12 a month in them while also paying them $12 to listen to their music? You benefit from both ways, and eventually Spotify will start paying you to start using their service, because eventually your dividends will grow to the point of $12 a month worth of money, and bam, you don't have to pay for Spotify anymore. They pay it for you. Strategies, right? Rethinking it. You got to rethink this shit. I'm trying to think of other companies, you know? And then when you start to learn more, okay, renewable energy, that's a popular topic. I want to buy a Plug Power stock. I bought 120 shares of Plug Power at $2. They almost hit $50 today. My dumbass got greedy and sold when it hit like $12. Huge mistake, which builds into this next lesson. Never sell. Unless you're some risky short-term dude, which I have a lot of friends that are, who have a different play at things, eventually they will become long-term, is you just don't sell it. Hold on to it, because the stock market has never failed to come back from a crash. The Great Depression, we learn about that many years in middle school and high school, and we always think of it as such a bad time, right? We only focus on the negatives of the Great Depression, but what came after it, right? The Roaring 20s, the stock market learned its lesson with buying stock on credit and soared, and people at the time that did have money and were lucky enough not to lose it during the crash bought stocks really low, and their families now have money for very, very much long time. And that's the power behind it all. You see, you're told your whole life that you know, money is evil. People that have money are evil. People that own companies are evil. But you never go and do the research yourself. You just listen to people that complain for no reason. It really makes no sense, to be honest with me. Yeah, I used to think it. I changed my mindset, and now it's your turn. Go download an investing app. I don't care which one it is. A lot of people will judge you for downloading Robinhood. That's what I have. One of my friends has TD Ameritrade. One of my other friends is on Charles Schwab. I'm on all three now for different reasons on each one. And some people are on E-Trade. Like, there's so many different apps you can use. It's all the same stock market. So what you got to focus on is what do I own, right? I have a F-150. That's a Ford, okay? Ford stock. What the fuck do you own? Do you have a Toyota? Just think about it, right? Peace out.